For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levakine. JMU's president helps one of his former supervisors, a former lieutenant governor, get a high-paying job without a competitive search. Dominion and the builders of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline sue Nelson County over blocking construction there. And we review Bob Goodlatte's 26 years in Congress. He's leaving after this term. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, December 18th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Reports show that the president of James Madison University allowed a former lieutenant governor of Virginia to help create a $140,000 job for himself at the state university. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports JMU President John Alger hired Bill Bowling for the newly created position of Senior Fellow in Residence for Public Service. Bowling's new job began October 1st, shortly after Bowling served a four-year term on the university's Board of Visitors. There had been no competitive search for that job. Records obtained by the Richmond Times-Dispatch show that Bowling was allowed to write parts of his job description, including changing his title. The records show that Bowling was also granted reduced rate rent on a university-owned house. Former Virginia Attorney General Richard Cullen says Bowling was told he complied with the state conflicts statute. State Senator Mark Obenshain, a Republican from Harrisonburg, is proposing a change to state law that would prohibit a public university from hiring a person who has served on its governing board within 4 years. The builders of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline are suing Nelson County after the Board of Supervisors denied construction permits there. The Daily Progress reports that it's the first lawsuit by Atlantic Coast Pipeline, LLC, against a locality in the years-long approval and building process. The lawsuit filed in the U.S. Western District Court of Virginia on December 6th against the county and the board is seeking a judgment stating the Natural Gas Act preempts the requirements of Nelson's floodplain ordinance. In 2017, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission approved the route through Nelson County. The pipeline's builders have had to obtain permits for floodplain crossings elsewhere, but Nelson County's denial of permits is unique. The Middle River Regional Jail has fired its superintendent. The news leader reports that the jail's authority board had concerns regarding the administration of the facility by Jack Lee, who had held the job for 14 years. The announcement said the firing was not related to any past or pending litigation involving the jail. The Middle River Regional Jail is jointly owned by the cities of Waynesboro, Stanton, and Harrisonburg, and the counties of Augusta, Highland, and Rockingham. The Virginia Department of Transportation has drafted a plan for improvements to Interstate 81, and now a construction industry group says it's time for legislators to hit the gas, as Virginia Public Radio's David Seidel explains.
The poll of 500 voters who live in the Interstate 81 corridor found overwhelming support for improvements to the highway. 88% of respondents said they'd favor a $2 billion proposal, and nearly two-thirds said it should be dealt with in the 2019 General Assembly session. Glenn Bolger conducted the survey.
Voters are saying, yes, let's do this. Let's get it going now, as opposed to just kicking the can down the road.
What may be less clear is how to pay for the construction. The survey found 61% of respondents support improvements, even if it means some sort of tax increase. A toll on trucks was the most popular funding option, though. The Virginia Transportation Construction Alliance commissioned the research. The group's executive vice president said the message from people who live along Interstate 81 is clear.
They want it fixed now, they're willing to pay for it, and they're going to hold legislators accountable.
Jeff Southard said legislators have been briefed on the research. I'm David Seidel.
Finally today, the Republican Bob Goodlatte is leaving Congress after more than 25 years. Virginia Public Radio's Matt Laszlo reports.
Goodlatte is ending his career as chair of the Judiciary Committee, where he oversaw a sweeping bipartisan prison reform effort this year, along with unanimously passing legislation to update music licensing for this streaming era. But he's also been derided for blocking gun control measures, along with immigration reform, though Goodlatte brushes the criticisms aside.
This committee deals with some of the most controversial issues in the Congress, and it's the responsibility of the chairman, when we get 1,500 or more bills in Congress, to make the very tough decisions about which ones to prioritize and which ones to not.
But Northern Virginia Democrat Don Beyer says Goodlatte's legacy won't be as much about what he passed as what he helped the GOP block from ever seeing the light of day.
I think he's a smart, well-meaning person. He's a friend. But I'm not going to miss him in his role as Judiciary Chairman.
Goodlatte formally retires in January, and he doesn't have plans for the future yet, except spending more time with his granddaughters. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Tuesday.